This is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CultTrailMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Spring Film Festival season is revving up in Toronto with Cinefranco, Human Rights Watch, the Canadian Film Fest, and TIFF's Next Wave, rounding out March into April. This week I'm looking at three new all-Canadian coming-of-age dramas about the sons or grandsons of immigrants. There's a young man in Scarborough who worships his big brother, one in Vancouver who only has eyes for his new neighbor, and another one in Vancouver who wonders why he doesn't have a father. Rice Boy Sleeps, written and directed by Anthony Shim. It's the early 1990s in British Columbia. So-young, played by Choi Sung-yoon, is a recent immigrant from Korea who packs and seals cardboard boxes in a factory. Her son, Dong-hyun, played by Do-hyun Noel Hwang, is shy, nervous, and wears thick glasses. She taught him to read and write Korean, but he's starting public school for the first time. The other kids, all white, are merciless. Say his kimbap smells like farts and mock everything from his face to his name. His teacher calls her in to change the boy's name to something more Canadian. She gives her a list of approved choices to choose from. He asks his mother, "Why don't I have a father?" "Ask me later," she says. "But the next time anyone bullies you, say you know Taekwondo and punch them hard." He follows her directions and gets suspended for violence. Fast forward 10 years later, he's a teenager now, played by Ethan Hwang, who wears contact lenses and dyes his hair blonde. His teacher one day tells all the kids to draw a family tree, but Dong-hyun has no one to include but his mother, and she was an orphan. There is no family tree he knows about. Again, he asks her who his father was. She brushes his question off. So while his mother's at work, he tries soft drugs and alcohol and porn with a friend, played by Hunter Dillon, who coincidentally is also the best friend in the following review, Golden Delicious. But he still feels listless and unmoored. Meanwhile, Young-soo has met a boyfriend, played by the director of this film, and is considering marriage until some shocking news makes her rethink her entire life and Dong-hyun's life too. Rice Boy Sleeps is a lovely and poetic tale of a boy and his mother trying to fit in while grasping at whatever's left of their history. It's a story of immigrants living in a blatantly racist society, but one that also looks critically at the patriarchal cruelty of the place they come from. It's minimalist and concise, showing only what's absolutely necessary for maximal emotional impact. That, along with good acting, beautiful cinematography, and seeming opening and closing shots, beautiful bookends, makes Rice Boy Sleeps seem almost like a work of art. Golden Delicious, directed by Jason Carman. It's present-day Vancouver. Jake, nicknamed J-Pop, played by Cardi Wong, is starting his last year of high school. He likes taking photographs and watching basketball. His sister Janet, played by Claudia Kai, is going to culinary school, while his mom and dad, played by Leah Wong and Ryan Ma, work 12-hour days at their upscale Chinese restaurant, passed down from his grandparents. Jake's looking forward to spending time with his best bud Sam and Gary, and his childhood sweetheart V, played by Parmis Sehat. She wants sex and lots of it, while Jake thinks maybe they should wait till marriage before doing the big one. And he's under a lot of pressure from his dad to make the basketball team.
"I was most valuable player when I was in school, and I'd be a pro right now if it weren't for my knee injury," says his dad.
But everything changes when a new neighbor named Alex, played by Chris Carson, appears on the scene. He's a terrific player and is outspokenly gay. He's a ringer who moved to the school from down east specifically to play on their team. And Jake can't stop staring at him and snapping pictures through his bedroom window. Stalker, anyone? Once they meet, Alex is willing to help improve Jake's skills both on and off the court. Jake is torn between family pressure and personal identity and long-term love versus short-term lust. Will Jake make the team? Will Alex make Jake? And what will his girlfriend, family, and friends do if they ever find out about him? Golden Delicious is a coming-of-age and coming-out drama set within a Chinese-Canadian Vancouver family. It deals with current issues like bullying, the lack of privacy due to social networks and cell phones, and how parental expectations interfere with their kids' own wants and needs. I found the high school rom-com aspects kind of tired. Everything from two people bumping into each other and dropping their books in their first meeting, to confrontations in the locker room, to who will ask whom to the prom. I've seen that before. But much more interesting are the family plot turns, from Janet's reverse engineering of her grandmother's recipes to Jake's own subtle subterfuge he uses to get out of playing basketball, as well as the very real grinding pressures of running a family restaurant, as the restaurant's called Golden Delicious. And that's what makes this film worth watching. Brother, written and directed by Clement Virgo. It's the 1990s in a working-class neighborhood in Scarborough, that's in Toronto. Michael, played by Lamar Johnson, is a high school student who lives in an apartment tower with his hardworking mother, played by Marsha Stephanie Blake. He idolizes his big brother, Francis, played by Aaron Pierre, who serves as a father figure in his life. Francis is bigger, tougher, and better connected than Michael. The gangs know enough to stay from him, and hence not to harass Michael either. Michael hopes he can tap some of Francis's aura to meet a girl he really likes. Aisha, played by Kiana Madeira, is the smartest woman in school, and he really wants to meet her. Later, the two of them find a place to hang out, a barber shop where friends can gather, and DJs, like Francis's best bud, can spin tracks after closing. He and his friends hope to take hip-hop to a new level. There's a place, but the big break, an audition with high-profile record producers downtown, doesn't pan out. And tensions rise when the twin forces of gangsters on one side and the police force on the other are encroaching on their safe space and tearing their lives apart. Can the sons of Jamaican immigrants survive in the mean streets of Scarborough? Brother is a fully imagined coming-of-age story by two brothers in the 1990s. It deals with masculinity, violence, sexuality, and black identity. It deftly contrasts between the claustrophobic high-rise housing where they live and the nearby idyllic Rouge River where they seek refuge. Based on the book by Toronto writer David Chariandi, Brother has a novelistic feel to it, which translates into film, and its use of widescreen cinematic scenes, like a showdown in the courtyard outside their apartment, gives it an epic sweep. Brother is a powerful, moving drama. Brother opens in Toronto this weekend, and Rice Boy Sleeps next weekend, both at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. Check your local listings. Golden Delicious is premiering at the Canadian Film Festival, which runs from March 28th through April 1st. Go to canfilmfest.ca for details. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies Eat, Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM, and on my website, culturalmining.com.